Oh, wonderful to be with you. And thank you for that gift. And so we offer that gift of togetherness, of how it warms our heart and warms our mind. We offer that into the world, that all beings right now, no matter where they are, no matter what kind of being, no matter who they are, that right now their heart is warmed. Their mind is warmed and opened by a sense of friendship and goodness. By the fact of togetherness. We feel for ourselves that right away there's a centering. Presence is more forefront. There is a gladness in our heart. We notice it all. We settle into what automatically transpired by giving away the goodness that we were feeling, the good fortune. And as we abide in the extra goodness that arose because we gave away the good fortune, the good feeling, the happiness of being together, give it into the world. Wish for all beings they experience whatever is similar for them right now. We notice and celebrate again. Wow, that actually brought more goodness to me. That brought more warm-heartedness and centeredness and wholeness to me. Wow, I'm going to send that off. All the extra. Put it into the world. Wish it for all beings. And a big smile comes over our face because it feels so good. It immediately expands our heart. It immediately expands our mind. And we could just sit here and keep doing that for half an hour. And that would be a good half hour. But right now, we simply abide. Abide in the wholeness that naturally, effortlessly arose because of rejoicing, celebrating and wishing that for others. And at any point, once again, offer to all the world, offer your abiding, offer all of your experience right now, all its qualities and attributes. And then settle again into the same. And each time it will probably expand. It will probably deepen. More illumination, more radiance, more wholeness, limitless qualities. Now notice within all of this that the experience, all of it, all you are experiencing, outside, inside, all around, and the experiencer, the me, they are inseparable. And then go back to your full abiding. And every once in a while, let that come forward, that idea, that knowing. Ah, these two, the me and what I'm experiencing, in its full range all the time, are inseparable. They arise together. But fundamentally, we are abiding, so it's not about discursive mind right now. It's the yes and. And when and if your meditation gets deep, they both blend so fully, experience and experiencer. That there's no word for either one. They have blended completely. Take a long slow breath. And one on. And remain open-minded, meditative. And let's look at what we've done. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. Mind is how we started. We expanded that mind by wishing for others' goodness and good fortune, by celebrating and noticing the happiness that we were experiencing in the moment and sharing that. So we started with discursive mind that got to the cushion, clicked on the button, started the meditation and waited. Common mind. We immediately went into goodness of mind, openness of mind, equanimity of mind by sharing, noticing, celebrating, rejoicing, and sharing some more. So it was a different quality of mind, a higher vibration, a higher mind. And because it was higher, more refined, it had all the positive qualities it had. We then brought that back into meditation, and everyone rejoiced and shared as they did on their own, whenever you did, even if only once. So with that third part on your own, there was the yes and the non-two of meditating, abiding, then bringing forward mind, doesn't matter whether it was common or refined, brought forward mind and again celebrated, which then had the same result again of more expansion, more deepening, more luminosity, abide again. So that alone could be, again, we could do that for a year and it wouldn't be a waste of time. But then as we abided, it is common to experience that as a meditation deepens, the experience and the experiencer neutralize, they blend. And of course, just before that I mentioned, the two of them arise together. There cannot be an experiencer without an experience. There cannot be an experience without an experiencer, without a me. So literally they arise together in our mind, in our experience. Who's the our? Our is me. But then when we abide again, having noticed that, Vipassana, having noticed that, correctly perceived, we then abide it again in the deep. Everyone got deeper. And they neutralized, no mind. For however long that lasted. If for you, that deep, no mind, even expanded further, refined further, got more subtle, and so forth, no doubt it had qualities of luminosity. Whether or not that's visual doesn't matter. Lucid, vivid, rich, all of that. So we'll meditate again for a few more minutes, But it's important to see it all. Because then in your day, in any given moment of your day, as you need a go-to, you need an antidote, you need something to shake a mood or whatever, you want to rejoice, celebrate, and share, that you see that there's a method here. It's very sequential. One thing leads to the next. We can use any part of it at any part of our day, but it's a simple, straightforward method, including the subject to object, experience experiencer, arise together, and can neutralize and go back into non-duality, i.e. no mind. So we smile for a few more minutes. Rejoice in the smile. Rejoice in how fortunate we are to be together, to share these wisdom traditions, to embark upon a path of self-illumination, to actually want to do that and share it with the world. Wish it into the world that all beings awaken, or whatever you would say. And abide in that goodness of heart and mind. We take a long, so deep breath. I'm wishful being today, doing the same. Able to breathe. Release any tension or fear, concern. I will wish all goodness for the world, by every being. Now, if you will. So there's many component parts to what we did today and to your experience, its own set of pixels, so to speak. Take any of it, as much of it as you can, into your day. Watch, observe, rejoice, celebrate, share, pray, abide. Expand. Love you all. Create your day.